It looks like Post Malone might have an enemy in country music.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, Post Malone did I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen, which I think we are all huge fans of. And then Post Malone also teamed up with country music artist Blake Shelton, and they've got a brand new song out.
Oh, yeah.
Pour Me a Drink.
Pour Me a Drink. And you like it, right?
I'm a fan.
It's
and
a
I've heard some snippets of the songs that Posty's working on with Luke Combs.
Ooh.
And Chris Stapleton.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited.
And they're all super catchy.
Well, we might like it, but there is one person. His name is Wheeler Walker Jr. Matt, are you familiar?
I'm very familiar, and he's unbelievably vulgar and inappropriate.
Unbelievably vulgar.
Of what he says about Post Malone?
No, his songs.
In general.
Oh. His songs are, he's got one song, and I'll do the best I can here, called F.U. Biatch. That's the name of his song, and he sings country, and it's all, like, the lyrics are, he's got another song called Drop 'Em Out. It's about girls flashing him.
Yep.
Okay. Like, it's, that's what he sings about.
He's
Does
got
he
one.
Have anything super famous?
You might have heard a clip of it on TikTok or something as like a joke. There was a stand-up comedian who did a lot of like country music singing, Rodney Carrington. And it's very similar to that. Like, you can tell a lot of what he's doing for comedic purposes.
Oh, 100%.
So Wheeler Walker is not writing genuine, heartfelt, down home what he thinks is a good country song. He's writing, I want to make something super inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And he embraces that in his look, in his attitude, everything.
What it's like did a he guy's say? Alter ego.
What did he say about Post Malone?
Well, here it is. I'll tell you. I'll let him tell you since he's not vulgar here, but he is normally.
Hey, Post Malone, Wheeler Walker Jr. here. Heard your new pop country song with Blake Shelton. Maybe the worst song I've ever heard. Don't want your filth in country music. You're dirtying it up. You're basically Florida Georgia Line with face tattoos. We don't like you. Go back to that crappy music you were doing before I knew who you were. Mr. Malone, see ya. Go home.
Rude.
I don't like that at all because the one with Morgan Wallen, to me, is a very well-written, fun, perfect, and it's going to go for the song of the year. So how can this guy say that just because... Does he think it's ruining the niche of country music because a pop artist went over?
I think it's gotta be tongue-in-cheek. It's gotta be tongue-in-cheek.
No
because,
way.
I think so because here's why. First of all, this Wheeler Walker Jr. is an alter ego of another man, And like Matt was saying, all of his songs, Wheeler Walker Jr., are beyond vulgar. And then he's saying to Post Malone, you're filthing it up, you're trashing it up, when he's the one who's really trashy.
See, I got the filthing it up as more of you're bringing some of this pop style into it.
Yeah.
I mean,
It could be.
Well, and Post Malone, he's done this crossover thing. And I think for the most part, I haven't heard anybody other than this guy, Wheeler Walker Jr. Great country name, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Complain about it. Like, I think everybody has embraced Post Malone doing this because Post Malone has released snippets of him singing country songs before. He's teamed up with other artists, smaller country artists. Like, he had a collab he did with Hardy, Joe Diffie, like some not as known as popular in the moment country artist. He's done some stuff with before, so he's dabbled before. Wheeler Walker, I think, I hate to do this conspiracy thing.
Mm-hmm.
A part of me thinks he's using this as an opportunity to get his own popularity up. Like, if I
believe
can feud with Post Malone.
100% you're right about that.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing that on purpose, but this is his way. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
My only thing is, like, when Beyonce went country, there was all this fallout and about, you know.
She didn't do it the right way. She's selling out.
Yeah, she's selling out.
Mm-hmm.
She's not country. And a lot of people even said it's because of her skin color.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people
did.
But, you know, but then nobody blinks an eye with Shaboozy. Shaboozy, you know.
Well, he's also been around, though, for a while.
Right, but he does country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And but nobody says anything about his skin color. So to me, after hearing about all of this, because he's black, is more, and Darius Rucker, he transferred, but to me, it's all about the country not embracing when you're pop, like
something
else. Yeah, definitely.
You know Shaboozy, they don't talk about that way because he was already a country artist, and he didn't have a big pop career the way that Beyonce did, and then switch gears.
And I think with Darius Rucker, who was the lead singer originally of, and still is, of Hootie and the Blowfish, that was more of a rockish bass.
Yeah.
Not a beat bass.
And rock, I think, transitions better into country.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think if you go, depending on the artist, like let's use Keith Urban, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a Keith Urban concert, the instruments and the style that they're playing feels like a rock show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's electric guitars.
Yes.
There's a lot of guitar solos, drum solos. Like, it feels more like a rock performance than the classic, if you think of somebody like a Glenn Cant, like
old school.
George Jones kind of country artist. That whole genre has changed big time over the past 20 years.
If you even listen to any country, if you really put it to it, all the country artists and bands, the big ones, in fact, almost all the big ones, even Morgan Wallen to Luke Combs, they all have guitars, drums, and everything else. The only thing to me that I can hear the difference sometimes in a country song is the artists themselves have that country accent.
Like the twang.
Right?
The twang.
And then
the,
every once in a while, they'll add like a banjo type sound, that little sound to it. But ultimately, it's just a guitar, drums, and everything else with a hook.
Yeah.
The same thing as a rock song is. Without it, that's why you can probably take any country song and just make it a straight up rock song and vice versa.
I mean, one of the most successful, I think, country songs over the past 5 years, maybe even 10, was Fast Car, which was a
cover,
like a cover of a pop alternative song, and all it took was just a country artist to sing it with a twang.
He didn't change one single word, one single melody, not a single bit of it was changed.
It just sounded country, and that's all it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have a couple more songs from Wheeler Walker Jr., who says that Post Malone has no business being in country music and thinks that he should leave. Born to F.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that one.
Yeah, see, we wouldn't even know who this guy is. I think Matt's onto something. I think this guy took advantage of it to capitalize and getting his name out there.
For sure.
Anybody at this point who knows who Wheeler Walker is, it thinks it's funny.
He did have a clean song. One clean song he's done.
Mm.
One clean song. And he even posted Wheeler Walker Jr. saying, "This is my one and only clean song, and we've got it for you." But first.
Warning.
Why do you have to do the warning if it's clean?
If you have kids in the car, turn down your radio. Warning. Repeat. Warning. Adult content ahead. In 3, 2, 1.
Keep in mind, Jason, that this is a clean song. But the way it's sung is pretty interesting. It's clean.
She's a cunt. Review.
Oh boy.
She loves dicks. Big cups filled up with clear. She loves ass. Came to hear her favorite song from the band. She's a bitch and cunt. Free music fan.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Wheeler Walker Jr. did it.
And I got to say, it's catchy as hell.
I mean, I'm looking through the top 10 songs that he has currently listed on Spotify.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 have the F word in the title.
Here you go. Take a look. Yeah, take a look at
and
those,
then,
Jason.
Oh,
yeah.
There's another one with the P word, one with the S word, 2 with the B word, 1 that says I like smoking pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it.
Yeah, his most successful album is Redneck S-Word.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great.